God's love be your love.
Only a few people are fans of whining. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. How many of you just hate it? You hate whiners and complainers. Raise your hands. Raise them high. Let me see them. Just what I thought. Whining drives us crazy. Whining kids, whining coworkers, whining spouses, whining friends, whining neighbors. Oh, and aren't we surprised when that sound of whining comes out of our own lips? Whining, that pattern of plaintive, protracted sounds about something or someone in a pitch that sounds like they're in pain. We even know folk who have a Whine 1-1 app on their iPhone. Or at least know how to dial Whine 1-1 from any rotary or touch tone phone apparatus. Whenever their back is against the wall, things are not going their way, they just can't seem to move ahead, things are just not right. No reason, no logic, bullying, bashing, political maneuvers, emotional upheaval. Then all of a sudden they push that Whine 1-1 button and a string of nasal complaints start to roll out. Think of the television character Urkel. Did I do that? What's a person to do? Well, you can walk away and avoid them like the plague. But if you work with them or work for them or live with them, that just might be hard. If you have a choice, limit the time you spend with habitual whiners and complainers. If you don't, you'll be recruited, and before you know it, you'll be doing the same thing. Whining misery loves whining company. If you have no choice, well then ask the whiner to put their complaints in writing and urge them to give the facts, just the facts. Hey, and if it's not about you, I mean, you didn't cause the issue, remember then, it's not about you. Raise your shield of faith so that the complaints bounce off. Your spiritual disciplines of prayer and praise and study, meditation, all of which can help you develop your faith into a Teflon faith, where whining and complaining doesn't stick at all. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.